Assassination. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Assassination is the targeted killing of a high-profile person. An added distinction between assassination and other forms of killing is that the assassin, one who performs an assassination, usually has an ideological or political motivation, though many assassins, especially those not part of any organization, also demonstrate insanity. Other motivations may be money, revenge, or a military operation. The assassination euphemism targeted killing is also used for the government-sanctioned killing of opponents. Assassination itself, along with terms such as terrorist and freedom fighter, may in this context be considered a loaded term, as it implies an act in which the proponents of such killings may consider them justified or even necessary. Assassination may also be used as a form of hyperbole, as in the phrase character assassination, meaning an attempt to impugn another's character and thus kill or assassinate his reputation and credibility. Section 1. Etymology. The term assassin derives from Hashashin, a militant Ismaili Muslim sect active in the Middle East from the 8th to the 14th centuries. This mystic secret society killed members of the Abbasid and Seljuk elite for political and religious reasons. It is popularly believed that the assassins were under the influence of hashish and opium during their killings or during their indoctrination, and that assassin derives from hashishin, the influence of drugs. However, most Islamic scholars now think this unlikely and favor the etymology of assassin, meaning people who are faithful to the foundation of the Muslim faith. Another possibility is that they were named Hasan-sin after their leader, Hasan-i-Sabah. Hashishinya was a term used by Muslims and Mongolians to characterize this cult. The earliest known literary use of the assassination is in The Tragedy of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Section 2. Definition problem. The definition of assassination varies among sources. The American Heritage Dictionary defines to assassinate as follows: to murder a prominent person by surprise attack for political reasons. However, the Oxford English Dictionary's definition is the taking of life of anyone by treacherous violence, especially by a hired emissary or one who has taken upon him to execute the deed. There is dispute whether the term assassination should include killings wherein the primary motivation is attracting attention to a political cause and wherein the victim is of secondary importance. This leads to a number of possible definitions, which may, however, not all apply in any specific case. Some of the definitions are the killing of someone by treacherous violence, the killing of someone in the public view, and the killing of someone for political, moral, or ideological reasons. For the purpose of this article, the third definition predominates, even though the second is often used, and the first would often be found in colloquial use. Section 3. Use in History. Section 3.1. Ancient to Medieval Times. Assassination is one of the oldest tools of power politics, dating back at least as far as recorded history. Philip II of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar, can be noted as famous victims. Emperors of Rome often met their end in this way, as many of the Shia imams did. The practice was also well known in ancient China. An example of this is Jing Kai's failed assassination of Qin Shi Huang. The ancient Indian military advisor Chanakya wrote about assassinations in detail in his political treatise Arthashastra. In the Middle Ages, regicide was rare, but with the Renaissance, tyrannicide or assassination for personal or political reasons became more common again. The reigns of French kings Henry III and Henry IV and William the Silent of the Netherlands ended with assassination. Section 3.2 In Modern History. As the world moved into the modern day, the killing of important people began to become more than a tool in power struggles between rulers themselves, and was also used for political symbolism, such as in the propaganda of the deed. In Russia alone, four emperors were assassinated within less than 200 years: Ivan VI, Peter III, Paul I, and Alexander II. In the United States, four presidents, Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy, died at the hands of assassins, while many other presidents survived attempts on their lives. Most of these assassinations, however, turned out to have no more than nebulous political backgrounds, adding a new threat: the mentally deranged assassin. In Europe, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand by Serbian nationalist insurgents is blamed for igniting World War I after a succession of minor conflicts, while belligerents on both sides in World War II used operatives specifically trained for assassination. Reinhard Heydrich was killed by Czech partisan killers, and knowledge from decoded transmissions allowed the US to carry out a targeted attack, killing Japanese Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto while he was traveling by airplane. Adolf Hitler, meanwhile, was almost killed by his own officers, and survived various attempts by other persons and organizations. India's father of the nation, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, was shot to death on 30th January 1948 by Nathuram Godse for what Godse perceived as his betrayal of the Hindu cause in attempting to seek peace between Hindus and Muslims. Image: Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Artist's depiction from 1865. Assassin John Wilkes Booth on the right. Section 3.3. Cold War and Beyond. During the Cold War, there was a dramatic new increase in the number of political assassinations, likely due to the ideological polarization of most of the First and Second Worlds, whose adherents were often more than willing to both justify and finance such killings. Liaquat Ali Khan, the first Prime Minister of Pakistan, was assassinated by Saad Akbar, a lone assassin, in 1951. Conspiracy theorists believe his conflict with certain members of the Pakistani military, or suppression of communists and antagonism towards the Soviet Union, were potential reasons for his assassination. The U.S. Senate Select Committee, chaired by Senator Frank Church, reported in 1975 that it had found concrete evidence of at least 8 plots involving the CIA to assassinate Fidel Castro from 1960 to 1965. Most major powers were not long in repudiating Cold War assassination tactics, though many allege that this was merely a smokescreen for political benefit, that covert and illegal training of assassins continues today, with Russia, Israel, and other nations accused of still regularly engaging in such operations. In 1986, US President Ronald Reagan, who survived an assassination attempt himself, ordered the Operation El Dorado Canyon air raid on Libya, in which one of the primary targets was the home residence of Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi escaped unharmed. However, his adopted daughter, Hannah, was one of the civilian casualties. In the Philippines, the assassination of Benigno Aquino Jr. triggered the eventual downfall of the 20-year autocratic rule of President Ferdinand Marcos. Aquino, a former senator and a leading figure of the political opposition, was assassinated in 1983 at the Manila International Airport upon returning home from exile. His death thrust his widow into the limelight and ultimately the presidency following the peaceful 1986 EDSA revolution. On 17th August 1988, President of Pakistan Zia-ul-Haq died along with his staff and the American ambassador to Pakistan when his C-130 transport plane exploded in mid-air after taking off from Bahawalpur because of an onboard bomb. The CIA, the KGB, and Indian Secret Service RAW all have been implicated by various conspiracy theorists. Various dictators around the world, such as Saddam Hussein, have also used assassination to remove individual opponents or to terrorize troublesome population groups. In return, in post-Saddam Iraq, the Shiite dominated government has used death squads to perform countless extrajudicial executions of Sunni Iraqis, with some alleging that the death squads were trained by the US. In India, Prime Ministers Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi were assassinated in 1984 and 1991. The assassinations were linked to separatist movements in Punjab and northern Sri Lanka, respectively. In Pakistan, former Prime Minister and opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in 2007 while in the process of running for re-election. Bhutto's assassination drew unanimous condemnation from the international community. Section 4. Further reasons. Section 4.1. As military doctrine. Assassination for military purposes has long been espoused. Sun Tzu, writing around 500 BC, argued in favor of using assassination in his book The Art of War. Nearly 2,000 years later, Machiavelli also argued assassination could be useful in his book The Prince. In medieval times, an army and even a nation might be based upon and around a particularly strong, canny, or charismatic leader whose loss could paralyze the ability of both to make war. However, in modern warfare, a soldier's mindset is generally considered to surround ideals far more than specific leaders, while command structures are more flexible in replacing officer losses. While the death of a popular or successful leader often has a detrimental effect on morale, the organizational system and the belief in a specific cause is usually strong enough to enable continued warfare. There is also risk that the target could be replaced by an even more competent leader, or that such a killing or a failed attempt will martyr a leader and support his cause. Faced with particularly brilliant leaders, this possibility has in various instances been risked, such as in the attempts to kill the Athenian Alcibiades during the Peloponnesian War. There are a number of additional examples from World War II, the last major total war, which show how assassination was used as a military tool, both tactical and strategic levels. The American interception of Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto's airplane during World War II after his travel route had been decrypted. The American perception that Skorzeny's commandos were planning to assassinate Eisenhower during the Battle of the Bulge played havoc with Eisenhower's personal plans for some time, though it did not affect the battle itself. Skorzeny later denied in an interview with the New York Times that he had ever intended to assassinate Eisenhower during Operation Grief, and he said that he could prove it. There was a planned British commando raid to capture or kill the German general Erwin Rommel. Use of assassination has continued in more recent conflicts. During the Vietnam War, partly in response to Viet Cong assassinations of government leaders, the USA engaged in the Phoenix program to assassinate Viet Cong leaders and sympathizers and killed between 6,000 and 41,000 people, with official targets of 1,800 per month. From 1991 till 2006, Russia targeted the top commanders of the separatist groups they were fighting in Chechnya, killing several of them. During World War II, an underground faction sympathizing with the Allies were known to assassinate rival underground leaders to ensure their chances of governing their nation upon liberation from the Axis, as opposed to their rivals. Naturally, the reason given to the assassin would be that the rival leader was an Axis sympathizer. In the global war on terrorism, American special operations forces and intelligence agencies employing manhunting operations against key opponents and Al-Qaeda terrorist leaders. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.